Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Online charter schools in Michigan, a new approach when it comes to education, and the demand is there with thousands of students attempting to enroll, yet many are turned away due to state limitations. To discuss these new programs and why there's resistance to them, I'm joined by Michael Van Beek, Director of Education Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy and the author of a new report on the subject. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Online learning is nothing new. Virtual college courses have been available for quite a while. But we're talking about having young people taught over a computer rather than in person. Is this really the right way for kids to begin their education?
Well, certainly there are many parents who think that it's the right fit for their children. And there's a growing number of parents who feel that way. And one of the things to remember with this kind of technology is it's simply not sitting a student down in front of a computer and expecting them to figure out how to do math or how to learn how to read or any of those sorts of things. These are highly interactive environments where students get to interact with teachers on a daily basis, and in many cases they interact with their teachers more so than they would in a traditional classroom setting.
Now, this program is fairly new, and the state is limiting the amount of students that can enroll at this point. What's the justification for doing so? Do they want to take some time to see how things work out?
Well, that might be the reason for it, or at least what some people think are the reasons for these barriers. But the reality is that parents want this opportunity for their kids. And, I'm under the belief that parents know what's best for their kids better than politicians in Lansing. And if parents are wanting to enroll their kids in online programs like online charter schools, then I think they should have the ability to do that.
And when it comes to the learning experience, what's the advantage of having a student taking a course online versus being in a classroom?
Well, there's many. One is that they get access to a wide variety of different courses. A brick-and-mortar school can only offer a certain number of courses, only the courses that they can hire a teacher to teach. In an online environment, the world is their classroom, and they can get courses from anywhere, hypothetically. So there's a wide variety of courses, and one of the things that's always that I hear from charter school online teachers and other teachers who teach online courses that's kind of counterintuitive is that teachers often say that they actually know their students better in an online environment because they have to continually stay in communication with their students. So there's no longer a situation where the students in the back can kind of tune out and the teacher can tune them out. They've got to have personal communication with their students most often on a daily basis, and so they really get to know their teacher and can get kind of that personalized help that they might need.
Your report points out the potential cost savings that online schooling could bring to the state. How much would that be approximately? And is there still some concern that, if we move into this type of an online structure and away from classrooms, that we could be sacrificing quality for these savings?
Well, there's always that concern, and that should always be something that that we look at. And these schools should pass the basic standards of proficiency and performance that we expect from every other school. So we wouldn't water down the standards in any way. The potential savings, there really does need to be more studies of this. Like you said, a lot of these schools and programs are new. And the study that I did looked at some other states and what they were spending on their online charter schools. And states like Ohio and Pennsylvania were spending about 25% less per pupil for these online charter schools. So, that's a gauge of what kind of savings could potentially be had.
Even with the advantages of having resources that may not be available in the classroom, there is the fact that electronic communication seems to dominate the interactions of young people today. Isn't online schooling likely to further isolate children from each other?
Quite the contrary, actually. I'm actually just have been working with and interviewing and learning more about this program that they have in Livingston County right now called the WAY program. And they have students who are collaborating with each other from across the state. They're collaborating with students in other countries using online technologies, and they're actually, you know, they make that a part of their curriculum that you that students have to collaborate with each other. There is a huge opportunity here to actually expand the horizons of who students do communicate with and who they collaborate with.
And looking at charter schools in general, Michigan's charter school law was passed in 1993. At this point, how many charter schools are there in the state, and how many students attend them?
There's about 240 charter schools currently, or that operated last year, with just over 100,000 students who are enrolled in them. And right now, the number of charter schools is somewhat limited because of the cap that is put on the number of schools that can be authorized by public universities. That cap is at 150. And so for the last several years, there's been a pent-up demand for students who want to enroll in charter schools. And right now, there's about 13,000 students who are trying to get into charter schools but can't because there's not enough room for them.
Now, the topic of charter schools can be a heated one. You know, there are some perspectives that charter schools can be harmful, and having too many of them could actually pull money out of the public school system. I want to just consider this, the fact that some studies are finding, of course, that charter school students are more likely to graduate and attend college, which advocates point to as examples of the success of these schools. But when you look at these types of things, aren't the factors like parental involvement likely to play a more important role?
Well, parental involvement is important, and obviously the socioeconomic status of a student is a great predictor of how well that student will perform on standardized tests. But, you know, researchers have done this kind of work that controls for those kinds of things, so they do what's called a random assignment study, which only looks at students who attempted to get into a charter school and didn't, and those who attempted to and did, and compared how those students did compared to one in a charter school and one in a traditional school. And, they found positive impacts for charter schools. Now, the other thing I'll say about that, too, is strictly looking at test scores for charter schools doesn't give you the real important factor that charter schools are bringing to parents and the option they're bringing, because parents might want a charter school that de-emphasizes standardized testing. They might want a charter school because it's just safer than their nearby school. So if there is parental demand for these schools, I think that we shouldn't artificially cap how many we can have in the state.
Now, those who work in the public school system will acknowledge that there is a success in the charter school system, but they also stand by the fact that a well-funded and stable public school system is key to ensuring that the vast majority of students in Michigan receive a proper education. Don't they have a point there?
Well, I think it can be done both ways. I mean, I don't think that there's any reason why charter schools or other school choice options can't be available to parents. And, you're right. The end goal is to provide quality educational experience for students and to give parents the kinds of choices that they want for their kids' education. So both of those, charter schools and traditional public schools, can be a part of that equation.
And finally, how big of a role do you see charter schools playing in Michigan over the next 10 years or so? Could we see a point where over 50% of students go to charter schools?
It's hard to say. I mean, if the current cap on public university authorizers isn't in place, then I think it will remain, under 15% of enrollment. As long as the conventional public schools respond to the kind of the competition that charter schools are bringing to the table, there's no reason why they couldn't enroll more students themselves if they start to provide parents really with what they want. So, it's hard to say what will happen with a market in the future, but I definitely see charter schools as being part of that part of that market moving forward.
Michael Van Beek, Director of Education Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thank you for joining me, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more Capital City Recap. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.